Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Sorry for the late start, everyone. My landlines went dead. Anyway, that's very strange. So I had to rush out and find my cell phone here. Started up, not by landline, opening up the chat room. Who comes in first? Saw a great show last night. Oh my gosh, you gotta go see it. Titus Andronicus. Titus Andronicus at the Beckett Theater at Theater Row. And a preview started last night, and it premieres to July 30th and plays until August 17th. You must check this show out. It is fantastic. My friend Shane Snyder turned me on to it. Terrific, hysterical. I didn't know what I was going to be in for. I'm not a big fan of Shakespeare, so to speak, an iambic pentameter, but this is a new twist on Titus Andronicus that you cannot believe. It was hilarious. It's with puppets and people, lusty. I don't know how to describe it. So many things going on and hilarious. Now, I took my son. We laughed so much. And if you enter the code True Love for 20% off at www.telecharge.com. That's True Love. You get 20% off the tickets. And the matinees, too. Check out this show. Shane Snyder did a great job. The whole cast was fantastic. I laughed till I cried. It was just amazing. Anyway, good stuff. Good stuff. I hope you're all having a great day. Isn't this weather fantastic, finally? So weird. You got to have a little lightning to enjoy the sun, huh? Somebody should write that as a song, I guess, huh? This could be a good song. Anyway, we're leading off our Friday. Again, another Friday. And we want to have some fun with it, right? I think so. Let's keep it going. I don't know how to start it. Betty Jo Tucker, I'll give you a plug right away. Chuck Skull's in the house. Chuck, post your times, and I will announce them. Okay, I'm just going to check Betty Jo Tucker's new thing, Tuesday at 4 p.m. She will be doing Letters to Ashley sneak peek on July 29th. Filmmaker Kyle Olson visits MovieAg headquarters to discuss Letters to Ashley, his moving documentary based on a real-life tragedy involving the murder of teenager Ashley Love. Wow. Okay, it's going to be not a comedy, but it should be interesting because Betty Jo Tucker always has interesting guests on MovieAg headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull's in the house along with, hey, my favorite kitty, Kat Vecchione. Oh, boy. World Talk Rock Report, 8 p.m. Saturday. Check it out with Kat Vecchione and Chuck Skull. And Chuck Skull, put what our show is. I think Chuck's World of Mayhem is on Mondays on Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m. Check that out. Always fun. Always fun, guys. All right. How shall we start our day? I don't know what to do, so let's just do something, I guess.
La-da-da-da-da, shoot boop be yada yada da 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 day.
Yeah.
Let's do something wrong. Something there is no name for. Something we'll die of shame for tonight. We'll have a glorious evening if you will do with me. Something we all agree is really, truly not right. The moonlight is so strong. The stars are all on display too, and we haven't been in way too long. Something intensely offensive and just plain wrong. Let's do something wrong. Darling, the night is prime for something we could do time for.
Hauser from CD Zesty. And I made a mistake. Chuck's Golden Age of Radio is 8 a.m. Saturday. Chuck, 8 a.m.? It's so early for my listeners. 8 a.m. Who's in a poker? Cat, you're in a poker tournament. Go get them, Cat. Go get them. Remember, the face. Do the face so no one knows. Don't forget, this new show I want, Titus Andronicus. It's at Theater Row at the Samuel Beckett Theater, and it's July 24th. That's Theater Row. Very easy to find. It runs through the 17th. Got all kinds of shows. Go to www.telechargeoffers.com and enter True Love for 20% off. Check this out. I highly recommend the show. It is just terrific. And keeping it moving right along as I multitask my day away. I hope everyone's having a good time. Cyanide's in the house. And you know what we say to that? We go, Marco Polo. Gotta say it. Gotta say it. Gotta play it. And we're going to keep it going here. I don't know how, but Jen Kwok with Talk.
This is a joint right here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see me in my short skirt and heels. I know you want this. Look at it. You're looking pretty good yourself in a striped shirt and
khaki? Same resistant from the gap?
The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that. I got what you need. Let me tell you what I mean.
I'm gonna take you home tonight, and we're gonna talk about our feelings. I'm gonna take you home tonight.
My room looks like an urban outfit catalog.
I like everything to be cute.
We're looking at pictures of my family and it is getting awkward.
So weird.
Cause you're staring at a picture of my dog while something's going on in your boxers.
Do you want to share what's happening with your body right now?
I'm gonna take you home tonight.
But don't be surprised if my kid wakes up. She likes to cry in the middle of the night cause she don't wanna keep her feelings bottled up inside. Just wait there, I'll put her back in bed. But don't forget the thing that you just said about your father and how he never loved you. Your vulnerability got my pussy wet, boo. Let's do it all night long. Sing it to me like in my favorite song.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
All these emotions, they've got me reeling. Take my clothes and just start peeling. My bedroom's got a mirror on the ceiling. So let's lay down and start looking at our feelings.
Yeah, let's get into it right now.
I'll go first.
I think that yoga is much more effective than Pilates.
Something about the core? Okay, now it's your turn.
How do you think your hopes and dreams have been affected?
By the economy.
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, it's my turn again.
I'm gonna talk, you're gonna talk. I'm gonna put my feelings in you so hard. Gonna get so deep.
I'm gonna take you home tonight.
same time next week.
I love your full blue eyes and the way they sparkle so. I love your cute round nose and the complexion as beige as dough. You've got a movie star face that would even look sexy covered in ashes and dirt. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. But it definitely doesn't hurt. Your thick, dark, flowing hair brings love making to mind. That dimple in your chin is simply just divine. Your body's so firm and sexy, it hurts my eyes to look at. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. But I'm so glad you're not bad. I love that you have no tattoos on your buttocks, round and firm. Your teeth are toilet white. I bet you have genetically perfect sperm. And when we walk together arm in arm, everyone covets you and wishes me harm, or assumes you're doing community service and I'll by your charm. Have you considered modeling? I think it's something you could do. You're a 10 or maybe an 11, but you're not so bright, so it's me and you. Your symmetry speaks to me and I can't help but understand. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. It makes no difference that you're beautiful. But if you weren't, you wouldn't be my man. Hey, hey, hey,
thank you.
would like to be the giver while I'm the taker.
Goes out to an ex of mine. Can't accept that it's over. Just keeps on coming around. Pluto, you know who you are. Or at least you used to. I tell you, first time that we met, it was pretty goddamn hot. Our veins were intercoursing, rivers molten, flowing, love and rock. But in the years, we both cooled and drifted, slowing to a stop. Yeah, you may wanna wander hot, but you're as cold as Dr. Spock. And sure, you track like you're a star, and I don't mean to sound pedantic, but we both know all you are is just a dorky, dorky planet. Not a Mighty Morphin czar, not a cause for any panic. I prefer you from afar, more of an iceberg than Titanic. You never quite brought that big bang, like you glowed as it started. It's not the motion of the ocean, it's the lack of any spark, the slack or black hole of emotion. But without the pulling part, although you suck, so read my lips, total eclipse of heart and heart. Can you insist like all you Pluto, but you're more Minnie and Goofy. You're so boring, I think I would slip the Mickey or a Ruby. And your core's not worth exploring, so when tight is loosey-goosey, it's a pity you're a kitty itty bitty baby Ruthie. You know how much that costs, right? Come on, baby, long distance. Haven't you ever heard of Skype? You know what? Don't even talk to my friends. I take that back. You ain't no Captain Planet. You don't have the heart. You're barely Captain Crunch. Let's start. You can call me a hater, but I ain't gonna change it. I know when it's time to save the strange. The more you try, the more this plane you're blipping, your spec, your flyer, saying I know it hurts to hear, and it's just gonna make you madder. But in terms of solar system, size really does matter. I know it's a tall order, but I wish you were fatter. A gravity disorder or some meteor splatter. You're a crater-facing baller. You're a fun-erasing hater. Every time you swing around, you're like a major space invader. And I never liked Atari, and I barely liked you hardly. If you worked at my McDonald's, I would send your ass to Hardy. And the planets are aligned. But you're not counted in the docket. Is that you or just a lonely little shiny blinking rocket? See, whiny, piney, waste my time and space. So would you knock it off and see that I'm just fine without your tiny spacely sprocket? So let's just let it be, pushing past the pain. No point in waxing so poetic. Let's just focus on Wayne. You know, your folks, I won't change. Just your classified name. You can always stop by, but it won't be the same. That's funny how these things worked out. The Romans thought you were the god of the dead. Now you're dead to me. Whee! Now Saturn. That's a lady who deserves a ring. Oh, hey, Uranus called. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nobody likes you. But you said you wanted space. So? Enjoy it. You can talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me, but don't speak. Whee! See, I'm having fun without you. Getting back together. Bye.
Mike Bledger, check him out. Okay, Betty Jo has left the room. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Chuck Skull has a 10 a.m. show. I thought so, Chuck. What are you doing to me? It's early Friday, but it feels like a Saturday. Kat Vecchione, she's playing poker. Well, she's listening. Okay. Don't gamble too much. Please don't gamble too much. Okay, Kat Vecchione, I believe that's tonight at 8 p.m., right? And plugging your book all in the waiting room's doctor's office. Oh, I guess you mean Betty Jo's book? I don't know whose book you're plugging. All right, Wacko Bob and Wacko Network in the house. I believe they're Tuesday through Fridays at 9 a.m. Check them out. Always a fascinating conversation going on there, and they always find the most unusual music. It's pretty darn cool. What can I say? We're a fun group here. And I'm keeping my show short because I've got so much to do in a short amount of time and only me to do it because I'm such a busy woman. Yes, I am.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada! When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1. Make contact with your partner. Rule 2. Lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3. Dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and hip, and clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide, and sway, and influence. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Insert positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada.
We thank you all for joining me today. Great. Lots of fun. Wacko Bob, I and I, the Wacko Network, Captain Yummy, Chuck Show. Call them all on Facebook. Always fun. Always fun. I'm at the Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can watch my TV show tonight at www.mnn.org. Lifestyle channel. And that is...